Jared has a knee, and Corey has a shoulder. So that's really all the information I have. We'll see. I'll get more when I get up there with Pepper and Pat McKenzie.
Mike, do you expect both of those guys to be out tomorrow?
I don't have a full medical report.
Is there a concern that Everett Harris might have an ACL?
I just answered the question. I haven't had a talk to sit down with the medical staff. Right now he has a knee. I mean, he completed practice yesterday.
How had Lindsley been doing in the first
game? I think Corey's done very well. I think he's done some really good things. I think he stood out, particularly in the one-on-one drills. So, and hopefully this is not something long. Like I said, we'll find out here shortly. And you're just testing that's been done on both players. So I'll have more information for you later.
From tomorrow night's perspective, are you just viewing it as a regular practice, or is there you have a bigger picture in mind considering all the fans and all the people
for it? Well, it's definitely a bigger picture. I think I talked about it in here yesterday. It's really the first half of the work is exactly the same as the way we've done it in the past. So it's an opportunity to get into a game atmosphere, go through all the pregame and do that part of it. You know, have the intros, but then when we do come back out, it'll be an installation practice. The structure will look very similar to what we've been doing on Don Nitschke here the last couple of days.
You know how long it's going to be?
How long? It'll, the time frame will be about the same. So, you know, we have the TV timeouts, which, you know, obviously we'll be on TV. So that's all been coordinated. The time frame will be the same as it's been in the past.
How would you evaluate your red zone offensive work so far?
Red zone offensive work. You know, install phase. I mean, there's some new wrinkles that go in during this time. You know, just overall, that one's just the red zone. I think we're running the ball very well. You know, we're continuing to work on our action game, so we're making steps there. But, you know, the drop back stuff, the timing of that always takes a little longer, so we just need to continue to rep that.
What's been your impression of Richard Rodgers through the first week?
Very impressed with Richard. Richard, he really jumped out in the off-season program, and I think has been very consistent. You know, he's been asked to do a lot, and he's doing very well. So I'm very pleased with his work.
Do you envision at the tight end position it being a timeshare of two or three guys, or would you settle on one guy as your main guy and then the others are complements?
As far as the tight end position, as far as how the reps work out, frankly, it's up to the tight ends. You know, so I mean, if one player jumps on and warrants playing all the plays, and you know, and that's the best thing for our offense, I mean, we'll go that way. But you know, we've always been a multiple personnel, multiple formation team, so really the ability to play as many tight ends as possible is our plan as we approach real football games, because you know, also those guys play a pretty big factor in the special teams.
You like what you've seen from Crosby so far, Mike?
Mason? Yes, I think all of our specialists is very, you know, very professional, very consistent, and I think the production targets have been hit so far.
Mike, watching Scott Tolzien, you know, running the offense in practice, and as a young quarterback continues to grow, what does he have to work on for decision making? Is he running the plays if you're doing the installations, or can he go to the next level and look for matchups? What are you looking for?
Well, as far as running the plays and looking for matchups, I mean, that's all the same. You know, it's really, you know, it's part of the play. You know, Scott just needs to continue to get the competitive reps. And, you know, I still view him as a young player because he is improving. You know, the work ethic is off the charts. His knowledge of the offense is now where it needs to be. You know, that was a big, you know, challenge for him coming from, you know, different system in the time frame when he arrived. So, I think he's had a camp where he's shown progress throughout the week.
Hey, Mike, Colt had a couple of drops in the first day. Today he caught three touchdowns. I'm just wondering, does he have a lot of rust to just really shake off, even with the offseason program, because he didn't play football last year?
Well, I'd say yes. I mean, I think that's fair. He's, you know, just the ball skills and the timing and, you know, hand-eye coordination, all those things, you know, who's throwing you the ball, the timing of the route and so forth. I mean, he's been away from it for a while, but, you know, he's done a great job physically getting himself ready for this. I think he's in excellent shape, and, you know, he's a young guy that needs reps. I mean, he's like a lot of rookies, but I'm sure the time off didn't help him.
Where do you think you're at with your receivers, the younger guys, Adams? Obviously, you're going to have Jared today. But.
Well, Devontae had a good day today. I mean, he definitely has that ability to separate and be explosive. He's strong at the point, you know, as far as catching the football. So I really like him. And who else? Well, Jared didn't practice today. Janice is hopefully coming back pretty soon.
Where do you think that connection is right now with Aaron and those younger guys? Obviously, it's going to take some time, probably.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you need time, you need reps, you know, the conversation. Aaron and the whole quarterback room, it's obviously a primary, you know, focus of what they do each and every day, spending time with those guys talking and the ability through the walkthroughs and then get the quality reps in practice. So, I mean, it's, yeah, they just need as much time as possible together.
Are you a little surprised about the rules with the DBs and all the flags, or is that kind of what you expected? And B, is there a big adjustment that the DBs have to make as far as all the polling and whatnot?
Well, I mean, the rules haven't changed. You know, I think it's like anything in life. It's not knowing what to do or not what to do. It's what's being emphasized. So, I mean, that's obviously an emphasis from the NFL officiating department. I think you're going to see, you know, you're going to see it emphasized through the preseason. And just like a lot of things, I mean, they're trying to get it to a certain, you know, to a certain level. So, but at the end of the day, I mean, you got to keep playing with good technique. We know what the rules are. You know, there's going to be gray area and those type of calls, and that's really where it comes down to. Is, you know, when they emphasize it, they make the call. When it's in the gray, when it's not a major emphasis, they don't make the call. And that's been my experience, and you know, it's. The competition committee, Mark Murphy's on it. They do a great job with communication with the players and the coaches, and it goes on through all the springs. They look at the stress points of the production charts throughout each NFL season. They have a historical appliance that goes to that, and then they make emphasis. And this is the emphasis, one of the emphases this year.
Now, JC didn't have the greatest day a couple of days ago, but it looks like he's bounced back from it. How important is that for young guys?
Well, I think it's real important not to overact to the things that don't go well in training camp. It's, you know, especially when you go from a shells practice in the pads, you know, you've been able to work the footwork and work the things, but there's nothing like playing football with full pads. So I just think you're seeing really a natural progression of him getting comfortable. The things that he was struggling with, the particular technique from the nose guard, I think he's gotten better the last couple of days.